I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the return of spring migrants to West Virginia, a time when you can be assured without question spring is upon us. We'll talk about it in a moment, right after this. Despite an occasional snowstorm, which has lingered in recent days, birds are returning to the Mountain State and beyond. Jim Friganero with the DNR's Elkins Operations Center explains.
Yeah, this is a great time to be in the Mountain State. We have lots of birds coming through, both waterfowl, birds that are in the forest, all kinds of birds are passing through on their way up north.
A lot of these birds, however, are bound for right here in the mountains.
We've already had a lot of ducks coming through and grebes. Various waterfowl that you normally don't see in West Virginia. They only kind of pass here during this time of the year as they're making their way up north. And shortly, too, we'll have a lot of our grassland birds will be coming, a lot of our wood warblers. These are the little birds that are brightly colored and they sing beautiful songs.
Jim explains those migratory birds are coming to West Virginia every year as their breeding ground.
Well, a lot of our migrants that normally spend the winter down in the tropics or maybe even in the southern part of the U.S. or maybe Central America and South America, they'll be coming up. And when the weather warms up like it is now, they'll be nesting, setting up territories, raising their young. And then when that's all over, in the summer, the beginning of fall, they start migrating back down south to complete the cycle.
Amazingly, some of these tiny creatures will travel literally thousands of miles and come right back to the exact same spot they nested last spring.
If they were successful one year and they raised their young and the young kind of flew off and were successful and survived, the parents realize that that's a great spot. It provides everything that they need, the shelter and the food and water, and they'll come back to the same area, build a nest, and do it all over again.
So what can you do to attract them to your property?
The main thing is just have a lot of water out there, either a bird bath, or if you live near a creek or stream, that's great. You can even make a little dripping water out of a gallon jug. That also attracts a lot of birds. They're kind of attracted to the sound of running water.
It is the return of migrants and an enjoyable time of year in the state of West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.